Hello and welcome to Condensed Histories and another Fast 5 Minutes of History, this week with me, Greg Chapman, coming to you from a field somewhere just outside of Winchcombe in Gloucestershire. And you'll notice a couple of things about this Fast 5. The first one you'll notice quite quickly is that it is coming out on a Tuesday afternoon and that there was no full episode out this morning. Well, I'm going to put my hands up straight away there. That was entirely my fault. We had some technical issues on the episode and struggling to fix those because, as I may have just mentioned, it's a summer season. I am in a field just outside of Gloucester. I've been camping for the last 2 days, which means I've lost all power in my computer, and so I can't fix up the podcast the way I normally would. So what I've decided to do is release this Fast 5 today, and you'll get your full episode later on in the week. And I'm going to talk to you today about the place I was at yesterday on Monday. And this is the Black Country Living History Museum. And me and Jim have talked a few times about reenactors on the podcast, and we've even had a reenactor on the podcast, Nuka Raven, to come on and defend reenactors from some of Jem's criticisms. And I'd never been to the Black Country Living History Museum before, and I managed to stop by there and do some shows yesterday. Full disclosure, this is not an unbiased opinion, this is someone that went there to do a show. But I was absolutely amazed by the entire place. I'd kind of seen pictures, and you see a lot of Victorian street scenes set up in museums in various places, and it seems to be like a movie set where it's just a frontage of each one of the buildings. But all of the buildings that they had there, or certainly all the ones I looked at, were actually complete buildings. Most of them actually had people standing in behind the counters. They had an old motorbike shop with old-fashioned motorbikes in it. And these are actually outside. This isn't a covered street like you get in places like, for example, Bewley, which I love. Really enjoyed going to that place, and it has a little old street there. But this is reality. And then I got to talking to one of the guys in a little garage there. And I went in, and they had a couple of old Sunbeam motorbikes, and he was explaining to me the history of the people that owned the garage originally. And I was starting to find this a bit confusing because most of that site wasn't there. The houses, the garages had been put there. And so I was trying to understand whether he meant that what had happened was that they'd recreated this guy's garage, they'd made it look like this guy's garage, or whether it was something more. And then he explained how a lot of the buildings there are built. And a lot of buildings there aren't built from scratch to recreate an old-fashioned town or shop or anything else. An awful lot of the buildings there are actually moved from their original location and are actually built. And he pointed out a brick wall across the road that looked like it had been there for hundreds of years. It hadn't. It had only been put in a few years ago. But he was explaining to me that many, many of the houses are original. And like that brick wall, they would actually sit there when they took it from where it was, and they number each individual brick so that when they move them to the museum, each individual brick is placed in exactly the right place. So we're in something quite incredible here. We're in a recreated, there's a recreated Victorian town and a recreated 1940s town, but they're recreated, and it's a combination of new buildings made to look old and old buildings moved from their original locations. And I've got to be honest, I hadn't expected the scale of the site. When I arrived and looked around, and if you're up for some, you know, I get presented with this incredible place, this incredible piece of history, and if you want to know what I did with it, head to the Condensed Histories Facebook page, where you will see a live video of me deciding that the way I would honour this incredible museum was by trying to get out of a straitjacket while skipping. So that's on there. But it's an incredible place, and it really is one of these occasions where you have to be so careful in your own mind, because it felt like walking in the past. It felt like when I was performing in that Victorian street, and you look around, there's Victorian people, and Victorian houses, and all the shops, and it's so easy to trick yourself into thinking, this is exactly what the past was like. And it's the same thing Gemma said with reenactors. It can only get you so close. There wasn't dirt and grime all over the floor. No, there wasn't an extreme change in the laws. The 1940 street, there wasn't actually any risk of us suddenly being bombed by a Luftwaffe bomber flying overhead. But I think actually that sort of recreation is so important, allowing you to walk through history at least as close as we can get until a few years' time, I suppose, virtual reality will take over. But even then, I think I'm still going to prefer to feel the real bricks beneath my fingers. That's all from me on this Fast 5. Apologies again for the slight technical difficulties next week. Goodbye, and take care.